It was in 1980. I was a senior in college, and just in the midst of that transition of moving from a career in law enforcement to accepting or surrendering to a career in priesthood, I guess. But part of that process of applying to a seminary was I needed letters of recommendation. So I asked Father Drake Schaefer, he was the chaplain at the college, to write one of those letters. Now, I don't have the letter, and nor do I remember most of it, but there was one line in that letter that was seared a place in my soul. Gary is always willing to do the simple tasks that need to be done, like setting up tables and taking down chairs. I hope he never forgets. I can't tell you how many times that line has come back to me, not to haunt me, but to remind me of who I am as a priest and what I am called to do as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It was a different setting 2,000 years ago, but the same message. The disciples were busy with the task of proclaiming the gospel, doing what Jesus had asked them to do, go out to the world and tell the good news. But in the midst of that, they noticed that there were some tasks that were being neglected, important tasks. They noticed that some of the widows were being neglected in the distribution of food, so they appointed some of their number to do the work of caring for the poor. And it wasn't that the early church saw the work of preaching more important than the work of charity or the other way around, but they realized very early that the mission of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ had many different voices. Wasn't it exactly the same thing that Jesus was teaching his disciples when he was still with them, preparing them for the mission? I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Didn't he teach us that? Teach us the way when he fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, welcomed the strangers, sat at the table with the sinners, ate with the lepers, washed his disciples' feet. Didn't he show us the way? The early church community, even in its infancy, realized that following the way of Christ meant charity for all. Didn't he teach us the truth when he taught us that no one is outside God's love, no one is outside the embrace of God's mercy, that the little children were first in the kingdom of God, that we have to forgive as we have been forgiven. There is no option. Only in Christ do we get that sense of divine love, his truth, in which we must operate as disciples. Christ teaches a truth of heart that leads us in this ever complicated, ever changing, diverse, and seemingly always divided world that we live in. And didn't he show us the way, that the way of life was to that life eternal was sacrifice? That only when we are willing to give bits of our life away, bits of our time, our treasure, our gifts, only then will we ever find that true peace. Didn't he show us that only way to eternal life in the way of the cross? We are all disciples of Jesus Christ. We all have the same mission as the early disciples, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The same mission that Jesus had from his Father, to spread the good news of the Father's love, God's compassion, God's mercy. And our mission, like that of Jesus and like that of the disciples, is a part of creating that kingdom of God on this earth, in our own homes, our own communities, a kingdom of justice, of peace, of love. And yes, sometimes some of us have this very, very privileged position of standing right here and preaching every weekend that I have with you. But sometimes it is also wrapped in that very simple acts of our discipleship every day of our lives, in the prayers we offer to one another, in the words that we speak, in our kindness and in our compassion. And sometimes it happens here in this church More often it happens in your own homes, in schools, in workplaces. Sometimes it is witnessed in faithful marriage and other relationships of sacred love, and other times it is witnessed in just an unexpected moment between two strangers who will never see each other again. And sometimes, yes, we follow the way, the truth, and the life of Christ by setting up tables and taking down chairs.